Karain, A Memory. 1. We knew him in those unprotected days when we were content to hold in our hands our lives and our property. None of us, I believe, has any property now, and I hear that many, negligently, have lost their lives. But I'm sure that the few who survive are not yet so dim-eyed as to miss, in the befogged respectability of their newspapers, the intelligence of various native risings in the eastern archipelago. Sunshine gleams between the lines of those short paragraphs. Sunshine and the glitter of the sea. A strange name wakes up memories. The printed words scent the smoky atmosphere of today faintly, with the subtle and penetrating perfume as of land breezes breathing through the starlight of bygone nights. A signal fire gleams like a jewel on the high brow of a somber cliff. Great trees, the advanced centuries of immense forests, stand watchful and still over sleeping stretches of open water. A line of white surf thunders on an empty beach, the shallow water foams on the reefs, and green islets scattered through the calm of noonday lie upon the level of a polished sea, like a handful of emeralds on a buckler of steel. There are faces, too, faces dark, truculent, and smiling, the frank, audacious faces of men barefooted, well-armed, and noiseless.